Be'yoved kechovin sheyeshne tachat yotcha. That this parasha is talking about even in a case when the goyim are under our control, when there's a Jewish malchus involved, and the goyim are under our control. Moses says, Oyeinu, maybe not like that. Be'yoved kechovin sheyne tachat yotcha. Maybe the pasuk is talking about dafka when the goyim are not under our rule. Omata, I'll tell you no. V'chimaev shalasas loy. Like, if they're not under our rule, what can we do with them? They have the right to do whatever they want. The pasuk has to be talking about only goyim that are under our rule. So Rashi learns what the chiddush here. Rashi Nomen Bey says, even though the goyim are under our rule, still im lo yigoyel. If we or the uncle or somebody does not buy him free, is yishtabed boy at a yovel, that this Eved, now the Jewish Eved, has to work for the guy until yovel. Viat rishoy lovi lovi bakifun. They're now going to come with some tricks to try and get him free. In other words, they're teaching us halacha, that even though we have the rule, we're with our hands govar, but still we should not do any tricks to free him. There's a terror. If the guy bought him, the guy bought him. The only way we can get him free is either we buy him back, or else he has to work until yovel. Then the Mishnah says, "Ubishtar," that you could buy an Eved Ivri with a shtar, or a number of reed, the same thing, you could buy them with a shtar. Versus Minolan, how do you know you could buy an Eved Ivri or a number of reed with shtar? Omar Ulula says, Omar Kor, the Pasuk says, Imacheres Yikachloi. Says in the Pasha, where you first had a number of reed, a Jewish slave, and then the Odin married her, he made Yiyud, it's called, we'll learn later about it. So it says, then if it takes another wife, it says, Imacheres Yikachloi, when it takes another wife after that. So we say, Hakesha Akosel Acheres. The Torah makes the hekesh that this halach of an Omer Ria has the same halach like another wife. What does that mean? Ma Acheres, just like an Acheres, a regular Kedushin. Makna Bishtar, the husband, could buy his wife, Mekanish his wife, with Shtar Kedushin, is Af Omer Ria, the same way when you want to buy a Jewish maid, an Omer Ria, Makna Bishtar, you could buy her with Shtar. So you learn out, Eved Amavriya from Shtar Kedushin. Samara says that depends. Honicha, this is good. Laman Diyama, according to the Man Diyama, Shtar Amavriya Odin Kaiswa. That when you want to buy an Amavriya, the master, he has to write the Shtar. Then it's good, it's like Kedushin. Just like by Kedushin, when you want to marry your wife, the man has to write the Shtar and give it to his wife. Here also, the master writes the shtar and gives it to the Oma, or gives it to the father. So then it's like Kedushin, you can learn out one from the other. But the question is, Ela l'man d'yoma. Av kaisva, the kota man d'yoma holds no. When you want to buy an Oma of Ria, and you want to write a shtar, it's the father of the girl that has to write the shtar to the master. What can you say then? Then you can't make this gzera shava, because it's not like a regular Kedushin. By Kedushin, the lady does not write a shtar to the man. It's the opposite way. The man writes the shtar to the isha. See, if you tell me now by Omer Vriya that the father, there's a lady, she has to write a shtar to the master, so it's not like Kedushin. So I can learn out. The Itma, because we learned. Shtar Omer Vriya. If you want to buy an Omer Vriya with shtar, how does it work? Mi Kaisvei, who has to write the shtar? So it says, Rafuna Lamar Odin Kaisvei. Rav Huna says the Odin, he's the one that writes the shtar. Rav Chizda Rama Avkais. Rav Chizda says the Av, he's the one that writes the shtar. So Holanichal Rav Huna. It's good according to Rav Huna that the Odin, the master, has to write the shtar. It's something like a kedushin that the husband, the master, writes the shtar to the girl, to his wife. Then you could learn out one from the other. But Elul Rav Chizda Ma'inkel Meima. But according to Rav Chizda, it's a whole new story here. The case of Omer Ria, that's where she has to write the shtar to the master. So it's not like Kedushin at all. So then you can't learn out Shtar from Kedushin. Says so, according to Rav Chizda, how did the Mishnah know the halacha that you could buy an Omer Vriya with Shtar, with the Kenyan Shtar? How do you know this? So Gemara answers, Omer Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Omer Kro. Because the pasuk says like this, Loi Seitzei Ketzei Sravodim. It says by an Omer Vriya, she does not go out free like other Ravodim, which means like an Eved Kenani. In other words, it's a special locha by Neved Kenani or Shifcha Kenanis. If the master knocks out his eye or knocks out his ear or any one of the Chav Dalet Rosh Yevorim, that the Eved goes out free. So that was only said by a Goyish slave, by an Eved Kenani. Mashenken by Neven Ivri or Amavriya, they do not go out Kitsay Savodim like knocking out the eye of a Nebuchadnezzar. But the Diyuk is Avol Niknesik Kenyan Avodim. But you know you could buy an Amavriya the same way you could buy a Nebuchadnezzar. That's the Pasuk saying, Loi Seitzer, this Amavriya does not go out Kitsay Savodim. She does not go out the way a Nebuchadnezzar goes out. But Mashma, though, you could buy her, though, the same way you buy a Nebuchadnezzar. Oh, man, what does the Pasuk come to teach us? Which way is it teaching us you could buy her? Shtar. It's coming to teach us that you could buy her with a shtar. In other words, an Eved Kenani, he's doimel karka, that just like karka you could buy with keser, shtar, and chazaka, who are then an Eved Kenani you could also buy with a shtar, with keser, or with chazaka. So we're learning out now that an Amavriya you could also buy with a shtar. So the Mara says, how do you know only shtar? V'yema, why don't we say, avonik nesika kinyan avodin? True. And Amavriya could be kinder, you could get her, like you get an Eved Ivri, Eved Kenani. But Omayni, you know what? Maybe it's come to teach us. Chazaka. Maybe it's come to teach us that you can make a chazaka in your Amavriya. The same way you can make a chazaka on an Eved Kenani. Like an Eved Kenani is doing with the karka. You can make a Kenyan chazaka. Just grab a hold of her and work with her. That's the Kenyan chazaka. So how do you know to say an Amavriya only helps Kenyan shtar? Maybe the Pasuk is teaching us that even a Kenyan chazaka helps. So Mar says, no. Omakra, the Pasuk says, V'isnachaltem oysom levnechem. Says by Nebuchadnezzar, like they go be Yerusha to your children. Achreichim. So we darshan oisom the chazokas. Next up, word oisom is nechaltim oisom, mashma oisom, only a Nebuchadnezzar, he has a locha like karka that you could buy him with chazoka. But for lo yacha the chazoka, but you know, an Amavriya, Jewish slave, an Eved Ivri, you cannot buy with the kinyan chazoka. So for the Gemara of Yema, maybe say Oysom Bishtar Vloyach Bishtar. Maybe now go so far to say no, only an Eved Kenani you could buy with a shtar. But maybe you cannot buy an Eved Ivri on Amavriya. This Gemara says no, Hoksiv Loy Seitz, you could say Savodim. But we have a Pasuk that says an Amavriya does not go out free like an Eved Kenani goes out free. Which the Diyuk was though, but you could be kind, you could get her the same way you get an Eved Kenani. So therefore, one Pasuk is telling us now, we have the Kinyonim by an Amavriya. And the Pasuk Oysom is telling us, no, we do not have the Kinyon by an Amavriya. So therefore, one is yes and one is no. So the Gemara asks the question though, so, Omar Royas, how do you know which one yes and which one no? Like so far we want to say, with a Kinyon shtar, you could buy an Amavriya. But with a Kinyon chazaka, you could not. So how do we know which one yes and which one not? True, there are two psukim. One says yes and one says no. But how do we know which one yes, which one no? So Mar says, this is Mistav, this is a Svara. The Shtar Hevel El Rebuya. The Svara is that you should be able to buy an Amavriya with Shtar. You know why? Shekein Moitziya Babas Yisrael. Because we find this by Abbas Yisrael. We find the Kinyan Shtar by Abbas Yisrael. She has Kinyan Kedushin. So since there's a shtar by a Bat Yisrael, it's a smart to say that an Amavriya, a Jewish slave, also you could be kerned with shtar. And this Gemara says, no, Adarabba, just the opposite. Chazoka Hevel El Rebuya. It's more of a sort of say you could buy an Amavriya with the Kinyan Chazoka, just go and work with her. Shekein kerned b'nichsi ager. We know Jews have kinyanim of a Chazoka. Like when a ger dies, a Jewish ger dies, so he has no yod, in case where he has no yorshim, so the locher is his karka is like hefka. And whoever goes and makes a chazoka, there is kind of the karka. So we could be kind of karka with the chazoka, so maybe you are doing, we could buy an amavri also with chazoka. And this Gemara says, no, be'ishus mihus lo yashkichon. But we do not find in the kinyan ishus, when you take your wife, any type of a wife, that there's such a kinyan of chazoka. So since we don't find the ishus chazoka, therefore we don't have this kinyan by amavriya. Price of amavri, even though you're buying her for a slave, but there's possible kedushin involved, that there's the mitzvah yiyud. If the master wants to, we can marry her afterwards. So it's more mistaken to say that when you buy the Amavriya, you have a kinyan that's possible by Ishus, and not the kinyan of Chazaka that you don't have by Ishus. And Iboy Yisem, another surah, if you want, I would tell you, Lohoch Yahani Yemacheris. This much helps the first pasuk Yemacheris Ikach Loi, that we're making a hekish of Amavriya to kedushin. See, even though, like Rav Chizda, the whole kasha was, it's not exactly one like the other one. But now that we have an extra pasuk to say one yes and one no, Havada, the svar is that just like by Cheres, by Kedushin, there is a Kinyan Shtar, who are then the svar is by Omavri, also there should be a Kinyan Shtar. Mashenken, Chazaki, you don't have anywhere, Chazaki, you don't have. Now the Gemara says, Rav Huna, Haimloi Saitse, Kitsay Savodim, my Darish Bey, Rav Huna is the one that holds that by a Shtar of an Omavri, the Yodin writes it. If the Yodin writes the Shtar, it's like a Shtar Kedushin. So he learns out that there's a Shtar from the Pasuk Yimacheres Yikachloi. So if so, what does it do with this Pasuk? Loi Saitse Kitsay Savodim. What does he learn out from that Pasuk? Kumarin says, "Homi boyulei." This comes to teach us, "Sheino yoytze b'roshi yavorim kevit." That the pasuk is kapshuta the way it says. It comes to teach us that even though when you knock out the eye of Yevet Kenani, he goes out free. But if you knock out the eye of your Evet Ivri or your Amavriya, she does not go out free. So this pasuk has come to teach us exactly what it says. Rav Chizda, what's Rav Chizda? How come Rav Chizda makes the diik? Loi Seitzik et Seitz Avodim is telling her she does not go out free, but Mashmi, you could acquire her, like you acquire an Evid Kanani. Sim Kane, if so, if it was only for what it says, Licht of Kroh Loi Seitzik Avodim. Should have said short, she does not go out like Avodim, like an Evid Kanani goes out, with Roshi Avorim. My Kit Seitz Avodim. What does it mean? Kitseis avodim. What's the chav doing there? Shemamin the tarti. Comes to teach us two things: that she does not go out like an avodim means with roshi avorim. But the deik is though. But you could acquire her. You could buy her the same way you buy an Evet Kenani. That you could buy her with shtar. Then the Mishnah says, "V'koyne satz moi bishonim." That an Evet Ivri goes out after working 6 years. The pasuk says, Sheish shonim yavoid, 6 years work, uvashriyas, he goes out free. Be yovel, who are then Evet Ivri goes out free by yovel. Tichsev, the pasuk also says, ad shnas ha yovel yavod imach, he only has to work for you until yovel. So if you brought him 2 or 3 years before yovel, even before 6 years are up, he goes out by yovel. Then the Mishnah says, begiroyim kesef, and Evet Ivri also goes out free, like if he buys himself free. If he pays the master how much money he's still to work. Like we say, if you buy him for $600, so it's like $100 a year. So if he worked already 2 years, so he's still worth $400. So if you want to pay $400 again, you can also make yourself free. Omar Chizki, Chizki says, the Omar Kroh, the Pasuk says, Vehefto, that she could free herself by money. Malamna comes to teach us, Shemigera Pidyoina Vyoitza, that she takes away from the money she was bought for and she goes out free, like we're saying. If she was bought for 600 and she worked two years already, so she has to pay $400 and goes out free. Tony, we learn like this. V'koines atzmoi v'kesev uv'shova kesev, that an Evet Ivri could buy himself free with money or shova kesev, uv'shtar, an Evet Ivri could also go out free with a shtar. So where it says, Vishleim mikesav, you understand, Evet Ivri could buy himself free. The siv mikesav mikenosai. Not for the post like that. He could buy himself from the money that he was paid for. Like we just said, deduct how much you worked and pay the rest. Shove kesav, you don't give money, but you give the value of money, it's also good. Nami, the post says, Yoshev gulosai. And we dash in the means, and Omarach Monotara says, Larabba shove kesav kesav. That shove kesav also has the same aloha like kesav. Ela hai shtar hechidami. But this shtar, how are we talking about? Elaim, if you want to tell me the cost of lay shtar ad-mei, if the shtar was talking about the Evid writes to his master, like I owe you $400 to go out free, so I write you a shtar and I owe you that I owe you $400 for the Gemara Hainu Kesef, then that's not a Kenyan shtar, that's a Kenyan of Kesef. And that we know that an Evid Ivri could go out free with Kesef. So what are you telling me now in this price? So he goes out free with the shtar. Elo the Gemara says, Shichur. Taki means with a regular shtar shichur. That even by an Evet Ivri, if the master writes him a shtar shichur, he goes out free with a shtar shichur. So Mori has the kasha, shtar lomali. What do we have to have a shtar for? Lomali, let the master just say to his Evet Ivri, be apitre in front of two people, so we say he really means it. Zil, go. In other words, what do you have to have a shtar shichur for? Let the master just say go. Iname be apitre bedin, let him say in front of a bezin, zil, go. How come he has to say, write the shtar shichur? So Gemara says, yes, Amar Rava, Rava says, Lais Semeres, and here it's a proof. Yeah. Says, they bapitre zil, inamme biapa bedina zil, let him just stand in front of Bezin to go out. So Amar Rava says, Zay Semeres, and here it's a proof, that Evet Ivri gufa koni, that Evet Ivri, the master, really owns him. And the klal is, Varav Shemoichel agronoi, and gironi mochel. If the master stam wants to be moichel the money and say, go out free, he can't do that. Because there's a kinyan involved, you own him. And the only way you can get rid of him is through kinyanim. So therefore, true, there's a kinyan shtar, or there's a kinyan kesef. But you can't just stam say, go. Therefore, if the master wants him to go out free, he has to write him a shtar shichur. How do we know a shtar shichur should help? Because that's a svar, a man that helps by Neved Kenani, that you own him much more, for sure should help by Neved Ivri. But you can't just stand tell him to go. It's called Gufay Konui, that you have to write him a shtar shichur. Then the Mora says, the Mishnah says, Vaita, Yisera Olav Omavriya. An Omavriya has another loch of the shiz who goes out free with Shonim. When she comes 12 years old, she comes to Gedola with Cyrus, she goes out free. Omar Rashloka, Rashloka says the Chiddush though, that Omavriya Kaina Sats Mabamisa Sav. He holds that when her father dies, she also goes out free. If the father sold her to be a maid when she was 8 years old, and 2 years later the father dies, Rosh Lakish holds she goes out free from her master. Nikavuchaim, yes, Nikavuchaim. Oma Simonim. Just like when the girl becomes 12 years old and Aris with Simonim. Shein Moitziya in Mirishusav. Simonim alone does not take her out of the father's Rishus. Until she's a Bagaris, another 6 months, she's still in the father's Rishus. Still, we say, it frees her from her master. That the Torah says, when a number of Riyah becomes a Gedolah, that she goes out free. If so, Misa, when the father dies, then for sure she goes out of her father's Rishus. Eino, this isn't the Svara, she should also be freed from her master's Rishus. So that's what Shlokesh Svara, that when the Amar of Riyah's father dies, she goes out free. This Gemara says, Meisvei Rav Oishe, Rav Oishe Yasekasha, says in our Mishnah that Yisei Ra'olav Amavriya. We have another way that an Amavriya goes out free. How's the way? Shekoyne Satsma B'simonim. That when she has Simonim, she has to stay Cyrus there by Mokka Merva, she goes out free. Now, V'yimisa, if you're going to tell me like Rish Lakish, Nisni Dami, should have said also, Misa Sav, that she also goes out free when her father dies. How come it doesn't say that in our Mishnah? So this is Gemara, I'll tell you, ton of a shayir. It says some, but it leaves out some. For the Gemara, no, my shayir, the high shayir. What else did it leave out that it left out this? In other words, usually it doesn't only leave out one. It can leave out two things or more, but just leave out one, you don't say that. So Gemara says, yes, shayir misa sodin. It left out the case that if the master dies, that she goes out free also. Or else this is the case, at least when do we say they go out free? Rashi says, by a nirza. We have an Eved that's supposed to work on 2 yovel, after he works 6, then he had an irsa by a man, we said then if the master dies, he goes out free right away. And that the Mishnah didn't say. Gemara says, E Mishra Misa Sodom, that's the fact of Misa Sodom, I'll tell you, Lav Shiruhu. That's not cool, the Mishnah left it out. Why? The Chivon, the Ikonami B'Yish, like a Tani. Because this Yav by the Ish also to such a loch like that. In other words, the first is saying now, Ba'om of Riyah, when the master dies, the kids don't Yashina. So the question is, why did the Mishnah say that? So they say, no, the Mishnah didn't, that's not called the Shear, because that we have by a man also. Because by a man also is a locha by a nirza, that when the Odin dies, he goes out free. Now, as by regular Evet Ivri, if he didn't work his 6 years yet, and the master dies, the kid's Yashinim. He has to continue working for the 6 years. But a nirza that worked already 6, now he's supposed to work 2 yovel, here if the master dies, he goes out free. Therefore, you have Mises Ha'odin by a man, that's why it doesn't say it. For the Maraviyela Nisni, so the question is good, so what if it applies by a man? So now say it, I should have said it though. So Mara says, Tana Davish Yeshva, Kitzva Katani. I tell the Mishnah only says things that we know the exact year. When it comes about, that frees you, that we're talking about. But Davish Enla Kitzva Katani. Talk about when somebody dies, whether it's the master, whether it's the father, that we don't talk about because you don't know when he's going to die. For the Gemara, is that so? Simonim. I'll tell you the case that the Naira brings Simonim, the Ein Lan Kitzvah is also no limit to what time she starts bringing simonim. She could be 12, 13, she doesn't have two styrofoams yet, she still works. It's when she has the two hairs, she could be 13, 14, that's when she goes out free. So it's also not exact time when she's going to bring the styrofoams. Ukatarni, still the Mishnah says she goes out free with her simonim. So this, on this the Gemara answers, Omer Rav Safra, Ein lan kitzvah lamala. True. At what age that she brings a Cyrus, we don't have a limit. Could be 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. Any year when she brings, first time she has the two Cyrus, that's when she's called a Gderla. That's true. But I'll tell you, Avu Yesh lan kitzvah